Now, NLP wasn't created out of thin air. There was some previous genius involved. Obviously, the Fritz Perls, the first person that was modeled. However, Richard Bandler and John Grinder were also greatly assisted by Gregory Bateson, along with his work. But they were also influenced by Alfred Kusowski and Noam Chomsky. Noam Chomsky had the transformational grammar, and you can track back their works. Now, another person that is of importance, yet outside the actual scope of NLP, would be Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. He released the book Flow back in the early 90s. And there's a concept I want to share here from Flow, as I think it will assist the NLP practitioner attain higher levels of not just flow, but expertise with the NLP. Now, Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi had a very important point. Well, he had numerous, but there's two I'd like to share with you. One is, don't chase joy. Chasing joy is like a dog chasing its tail. Okay, so instead of chasing joy, I'd like for you guys to chase enjoyment. Consider that. Instead of chasing joy, chase enjoyment and notice the difference. Now, with enjoyment, one of the things that is enjoyable is getting into states of flow, which leads us to the second point. The key for flow was to have, obviously, the motivation and the desire for the accomplishment, be it becoming an excellent NLP practitioner, a coach, changing the world. But on top of that greater desire and goal, we've got to make sure our challenge and skill level is appropriate. You see, if you were to set up a challenge now to run a marathon next week, that challenge is a bit too big. We don't have the skill. Okay? Now, on the reverse side, if we had the challenge right now to write, now I want you guys to pick up your pens and I want you to write the numbers from 1 to 100 just to see if you can do it. Okay? So pick up your pen and see if you can write all the numbers from 1 to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, you can do it. The skill set is too low. There's no real point. You'll get bored and you'll stop. So if the challenge is too high, it can be overwhelming or too big. Yeah? If the required skill to complete it is too far away, it might be too much of a jump. If the challenge is too low, like writing out 1 or 100, if the challenge is too low or doing one push-up, we're going to get bored. So we've got to take note of the challenge and the skill level. Do we need to increase the challenge? Do we need to increase the skill? And this should probably, one might imagine, be checked regularly.